Kamala Harris's first fundraiser is likely Democrat nominee Haddad. By Hannah Knudsen on July 29, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's first fundraiser, occurring after Democrats informally coronated her as the Democrat nominee, was largely a dud, failing to raise close to what former President Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, R.O., raised in a single luncheon event. The Massachusetts event at the Colonial Theater drew about 750 people. While it was planned prior to Biden dropping out of the race, it seems Harris's involvement failed to create a new breath of enthusiasm, at least, according to the fundraising numbers. Watch, Cotton, Harris is a San Francisco liberal who cannot keep this country safe. According to WBUR, Democrats raised $1.5 million at the fundraising event, where tickets ranged from $100 to $12,000. It featured Yo-Yo Ma, James Taylor, and of course, Harris, whom Biden has tapped to replace him in the 2024 race to the White House. According to WBUR, Taylor introduced Harris, telling the audience, "May our ardent support be the wind in her sails. Our hopes go with her and she stands for us all. It is my privilege, honor and great pleasure to introduce the next president of the United States, Vice President Kamala Harris," Taylor stated. In turn, Harris shared her vision of a future that promotes both economic growth and economic fairness, where every person has the opportunity to compete, thrive and prosper. It appears Harris made no mention of the stark reality of Bidenomics and the impact it has had on Americans across the country. However, her remark matches up with a favorite theme throughout the years, promoting equity over actual equality, leftists speak for promoting socialism. Harris pushed this concept just days ahead of the election in 2020 as well. Trump senior advisor Jason Miller reacted to the news of Harris's fundraising numbers with a stark comparison. Yuan. Kamala Harris has to do better than that. At J.D. Vance raised a record-setting $2 million alone during a lunchtime fundraising event in Oklahoma City last Friday, he exclaimed. The comparison comes as Trump, Vance, and their team make it clear that they are not threatened by Harris, or any other Democrat, stepping in as the Democrat nominee for president. As President Trump has pointed out, Kamala Harris owns all of the bad policies of the Biden administration and so does any other plausible Democrat. So I really see this as we're running against the entire Democratic Party apparatus, Vance told Breitbart News on July 22. It doesn't matter who they put as the figurehead. We don't want an open border. We don't want the inflation and affordability problems caused by Joe Biden. We don't want a foreign policy that leads to war and destruction all over the world. We want to bring back some common sense and prosperity. That is what President Trump and I are going to keep on hammering, Vance continued. Watch, Cotton, Harris is a San Francisco liberal who cannot keep this country safe. I think that it's important for us to talk about what we want to do for the American people because the Democrats are clearly going to play musical chairs until they find somebody who they think can beat us. Voters be damned, but we're going to keep on running on our message and I think that's something the American people will reward, Vance added. Watch, Carrie Lake predicted Kamala would replace Biden, it doesn't matter. Policies are disastrous. Democrats are now realizing that the honeymoon phase is over, as Harris will now have to face her record head-on. Rumor has it Democrat lawmakers, behind the scenes, are privately expressing concerns over Harris's candidacy and her ability to defeat Trump.